Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 11 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is Faith is the Foundation for Hope. Tom Wright once said, "Faith is looking at God and trusting Him for everything, while hope is looking at the future and trusting God for it." Our text for today is Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are invisible." Faith and hope are both foundational to our relationship with Christ. Peter writes that God revealed himself through Jesus, raised him from the dead, and gave him glory so that our faith and hope would be in God. 1 Peter 1:20 through 21. God wants our faith and hope to be in Him, and knowing Jesus brings us both. Faith can be defined as personal trust. Hope is often described as our future confidence. The writer of Hebrews connects hope to faith. Tom Wright says, "Faith is always closely linked to hope." As we see in verse 1, Hebrews actually defines faith in relation to hope. It's one thing to have hope, but when you have faith underneath, it assures it. I may hope for a better world, for a new bodily life beyond the grave, but unless I believe in the God who raised Jesus, my hope may degenerate into mere optimism. I may have a general sense that there are unseen realities around me, perhaps even some kind of personal force for good within whom I should have some sort of relationship. But unless I believe in the God we know in Jesus, this sense of unseen things will lack conviction. Faith and hope are essential ingredients to our life in Christ. John Piper gives these profound statements regarding faith and hope. Faith is the experience of the substance of future reality, known, believed, tasted, and cherished now. Biblical hope is biblical faith in the future tense. Christian hope is a confidence that something will come to pass because God has promised it will come to pass. Hope is looking expectantly toward the future based on God's faithfulness in the past and our current trust in Him. So biblical hope is founded on our faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, says Hebrews 11:1. Faith and hope, by definition, complement each other. We cannot have one without the other. Without faith, there is no future hope, and without hope, there is no genuine faith. Since faith is the foundation for hope, faith comes first. Our hope grows from our faith. This means that our hope will never be stronger than our faith. Because we fully believe in God, we have complete hope for a better life. Once the foundation of faith is laid down in your life, you can begin to hope with confidence that your future is secure. That's why Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." You can live with strong convictions that God will accomplish things you haven't seen yet because you live by faith. And that faith gives you the assurance for your hope. Keep the faith so your hope will be strong. Today, live with complete confidence based on your firm faith in Jesus Christ. Here are some questions for you to consider today. Have you considered before how your faith and hope are connected? What are your thoughts about hope being founded on faith? Based on today's lesson, what is the surest way to keep your hope strong? And how does the following verse connect hope to faith? Romans 15:13. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a blessed day.